Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee, who is chasing the ball. Cline reaches third base with a triple. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Cline scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. There goes Sutherland. The throw from Grote to Harrelson, and Sutherland is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brand for a passed ball. Agee moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Shamsky chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards first. Clendenin fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Clendenin. Jones moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Expos. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy takes first base on ball 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeBoy. The throw from Grote and he is out, Boswell applying the tag. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cline hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brand settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaBoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Bateman now catching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-1 in the game. McAndrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy juggles the ball. That's an error on LaBoy. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to second. Art Chamski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wagoner. Agee scores. Garrett moves to third. Jones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Art Chamski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chamski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jones is hit by the pitch. Fairley moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, LaBoy bunts towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. Jones moves to second. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is walked intentionally. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Remy Hermoso now playing shortstop. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 2 in the game. McAndrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagoner hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cline takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cline moves to second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive towards the mound. Wagoner catches it and throws to first to double up Garrett. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Rod Gasper pinch runs for Art Shamsky. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing right field. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaBoy strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0-for-3 in the game. McAndrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagoner hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. A.G. hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Grote settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Grote. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Staub moves to second. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-4 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Clendenon bunts towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to second. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-4 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaBoy hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Mike Wagoner. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Hermoso trying to get to home. AG throws the ball into Grote, who tags Hermoso, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. AG hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-1 in the game. Gasper takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Gasper moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.